When was the last time you made out?
Give me some of that.
Yeah, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson were at a Rangers Caps game up in New York City. And they were caught sitting right there in the middle, right in the middle of the crowd.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the crowd, making out.
Yeah.
Spiegel caught some flack on the Twitter.
You
want me to bring that up or you don't want me to bring that
up? Oh, you can talk about it.
You just tweeted out like, hey, ew, gross, get a room. Which, you know, was kind of just meant to be funny, I guess. But, you know, sarcasm is lost on the internet and on social media.
Yeah,
and
context doesn't
context
exist anymore.
Context and humor is hard to discern. So I guess some people in the Pete Davidson fan base started taking a run at you. Like, hey, dude, not cool.
Just let him be in love, dude.
Let him live his life. You know, no. He's had some mental problems and this and that. And so maybe, you know, I don't know. And then Hal Sparks.
Yeah, the actor.
Actor, comedian, host of Talk Soup.
Former guest of the show.
He came out of the woodwork and was yelling at you on Twitter.
Yeah.
What did he write?
He was writing something along the lines of, oh, yeah, kissing is not okay in public, but it's okay for the photographers for their tabloid rags to take pictures. Well, yeah, they're kind of in public. Yeah. They can take. You're going to do that in public. They're going to take pictures.
Calm down, Hal. Take another topless workout photo. Good God. Yeah, you know what? I've gone on and on about some of my disgusting sexual practices, okay? I think we all know that I'm a bit of a Neanderthal.
This hole here.
Yeah, we know what that hole is. I find the act of making out disgusting. I think it's grotesque.
Yeah, who wants to see that in public?
Not only do I not want to see it, I don't feel like doing it. Hey, you got your weird crusty lips. Who knows if your breath's great? What have you been eating that day? All right, say I've been on cup of coffee number 4 and I just couldn't stay away from the tuna salad.
Oh.
And you want to make out with me? Hell no. Then you got cigarette mouth. You got vape tongue.
Yeah, kissing a smoker is like licking an ashtray. That was on a bumper sticker I saw.
What's the disease? Periodontal disease? Apparently that just stinks.
Halitosis? Part in the seas like I was Mother effing Moses? Nah, man.
Oral gonorrhea. Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah. That's the big one!
What you know about that making out?
Yeah, huh? When's the last time you Frenched?
Texter says I'm a 47-year-old male. 34-year-old fiance and I make out before we get busy every couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh.
Making out is for the bedroom, not public. Phone lines filling up.
Yeah, ugh, I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. I think as a kid I liked it when you had like tender, clean teenage 20-year-old mouths. You just get older and your mouth just gets old.
It is good to get the juices going though, to get things some blood flowing, and you know.
Yeah.
It's a good, you know, you skip right over it and it's a nice
little amuse-bouche, a little appetizer.
A little lead in.
I don't know. If there's any way you want to deactivate my Cialis, try and kiss me and watch how quickly.
Yeah. I had a hardcore makeout session 2 weekends ago. It was like I was back in high school. It was like a back in high school makeout session. And then we had sex. See?
Well, that's nice. Yep, teach their own. Just not my speed. You ever try and kiss me, I will tase your fat ass in the face. That's for trying to kiss me. Let's go to Tim in Glen Burnie. Tim, thank you for holding.
No problem. Morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, yeah, a month ago, I was down in Florida for my cousin's wedding. I was the best man. And apparently, there was a friend there that they had, a single friend. Danced a little bit. Then we all went out for drinks afterwards. And she kept making a point to say, you know, she had to work the next day, so she had to leave early. But walked her out to her car. And we had a very good makeout session. One I haven't had in a long time. And I kept thinking, and you know, this is going well enough. I just might be able to convince her to stay out later.
Okay.
But unfortunately, I shot myself in the foot because I was the only person with the key to the house that the rest of the wedding party was staying at. And I didn't say to them, hey, guys, I'll be right back. So they were scrambling through the parking lot looking for me. Then they found me. They just kind of rushed me like, dude, we found you. And I was just like, yeah, you did.
How old are you?
Oh, interesting thing. I had just turned 30 that night.
Okay.
All right.
Good for you.
All right. Keep the flame lit, brother. I think it's disgusting. And
Grow up.
If I saw that in public, I'd tase you both. But
yeah, but for like something that's like that, if you just meet someone, that's like the first step. You got to do the make-out sesh.
You shake their breast like a hand. That's what you got to do. Or their ween. Let's go to Lulu. Lulu on line three. What's up, Lulu?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey. I agree with the gentleman. There is nothing better than a hot makeout session in the backseat of a car.
Now I'm kind of getting there. Lulu, you want to make out real quick?
I'm on 66 eastbound. Sorry, buddy.
No, say it like just over the phone. Just over the phone.
Oh, over the phone? Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Are you ready? You ready, Lulu?
Yes, sir, Justin.
Here we go. Here we go.
No,
wait, she's directing. You gotta listen. Okay, you gotta be a good listener. What'd you say? You didn't like
that? That's the first step in a really great makeout session. You gotta start slow and gentle.
Sorry.
Lulu, will it be able to just end with the makeout session, or does it always lead to more? Are you be happy with a good makeout session?
It all depends on the chemistry, the seductiveness. See, that's where you guys are missing the whole point.
What
the makeout session has to be very sensual.
Yeah.
How old are you?
52.
52?
Yeah.
What do you look like?
She's hot.
I am a Scorpio. I have naturally red curly hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm 5'5".
Uh-huh.
I'm a 42D.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're swaying me.
42D.
For daggone it.
5'5".
Uh-huh.
I have a great laugh. That's when I first meet somebody, agree to meet somebody. That is my preference mode of seeing if it will lead to something else, is if they can have a good makeout session or not. If they can't.
Oh, yeah.
So when was the last time you had a good makeout session?
Last week.
Who was that?
Today's Wednesday. So give me, I take that back. I'll probably have a good one tomorrow. Queensryche.
Are you married?
Queensryche? You're going to make out the Queensryche?
Yes. Operation Mindcrime steams you up.
Who are you going to make out with a Queensryche?
Who knows? I love going to concerts by myself.
Oh, yeah.
So you're single?
Very.
And were you married before?
No.
No.
Why not?
No.
Why are you never married?
I have no desire to be married. Oh, I have a very high bar.
Do you have any kids?
Yes. He's 22. He's extremely independent. He's paid for college all on his own.
Wow. You taught him.
So how will you go about tomorrow night? You're at the Queensryche concert. How will you go about finding a suitor?
I'm completely flaccid.
It's all about chemistry. I get so many people who stop and say to me, I love your hair. Men love to touch my naturally curly hair. And, try to run their fingers through it.
And then that's how it starts. And then if you look at him and you feel a little something, you'll flirt back.
Yes.
Have you ever had a
where would you make out at the Queensryche concert?
Sometimes just standing in line, just give him a good old kiss. Sometimes if things really progress, switch phone numbers and meet again. I've been known to, if it's really hot and heavy and a lot of really great chemistry, back in a vehicle.
Oh, backseat.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like in the back of a Chevy.
I'm sorry, but the backseat of the vehicle, they're fun. You're totally missing it. On a really rainy night, nothing's better than getting the inside of a car. The windows, so hot and steamy.
Oh,
nobody.
God. The smell.
I'm getting
no.
I'll be honest with you. The belt buckle region's getting tight right now.
My dungarees are getting tight there.
Yeah, I might skip today's Cialis dosage because of this call.
I want to be in my house on a rainy night.
text us a picture.
Yeah. Keep going. Oh, man.
No, because then you'll know what I look like, and then everybody in the world will know.
No, just us.
Just us.
Just us.
So it's seductive and secret.
No, we're off off the air right now. We're playing Queensryche. It's only us four talking. That's it. No one can hear us right now. It's just us. Send in pictures of sexy redheaded makeout backseat Lulu. What other concerts have you made out at?
Well, this summer I had 9 of them. Godsmack, Marilyn Manson. Let's see. Oh, Shinedown was fantastic. My favorite all time, hands down, was Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, yeah.
Are you making out at all these concerts?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Wow, you're what we call a sure thing.
Aren't you worried about getting like herpes or something like that?
No, see, that's where you're wrong. It is not about being a sure thing. It's the allure. Come on.
It sounds like you're batting 1,000, though, on makeout sessions, though.
I'm sorry?
Sounds like you're, but each concert you go to, are there concerts you go to where you haven't? Oh, no, we don't king shame around here, considering how many nights I've come home with pink eye. Is it every concert you make out at?
No, it's not.
You ever made out with the band? You ever snuck back and made out with a band member?
In my early 20s, yeah. But I can't say who, sorry.
What's her name rhymes with? Schmaxel Schmoes?
Did you have sex with Axl Rose?
Did you have sex with Axl Rose or Sebastian Bach?
No. No, thank you.
Wow, Lulu.
Man.
That's a great makeout session.
That's a great makeout session.
She's got it all figured out.
I'm putting her on hold. We don't have anything to give away, but find something. Lord knows she's earned it. Well, thank you for the call. Mike, come watch
She's
the
still
door.
There?
Oh, yeah, she's still
Hey,
right
can I
here.
Ask you another question?
Sure.
What's the fastest amount of time since meeting someone and then sleeping with them?
Good question.
I have a set standard, sorry. The makeout sessions the first time, if it's really hot and heavy afterwards, maybe the next day.
Okay.
But
okay.
Girls
okay.
don't have standards.
I respect that.
I respect that a lot. I respect that quite a bit. 410-338-1098. Send some fix in.